Abundant Grace. This is Dr. Israel Pena, and today's devotional, Walking in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16 says, "So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves." In this rhythm of life that we see out there, it's easy to become entangled in the desires of our flesh, seeking fulfillment in temporary pleasures. Yet God calls us to a higher way of living, one led by the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:16 implores us to allow the Spirit to guide our lives, freeing us from the bondage of our sinful nature. The Holy Spirit is our divine counselor. He's our companion and our guide. When we open our hearts to His leading, He illuminates our path with wisdom, discernment, and a deep sense of peace. He redirects our focus from the temporal to the eternal, reminding us of our true purpose and identity in Christ. Living by the Spirit involves a conscious choice to surrender our will and desires to God's perfect plan. It means allowing His transformative power to work within us, shaping us into vessels of His love, grace, and compassion. Through the Spirit, we bear the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I remember having to learn that as a child. This journey requires a daily commitment to seek God's presence through prayer. Also, through meditation on His Word. And also being intentional, having moments of stillness. It involves actively listening for His gentle promptings and obeying His leadings, even when it may go against our natural inclinations. So as we yield to the Spirit, we experience a newfound freedom. We are no longer slaves to our own desires, but rather we find true liberation in Christ. We discover a life filled with purpose, joy, and an unwavering sense of belonging in the family of God. Today, let's take a moment to reflect on our own lives. Are we allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us? Are we surrendering our will to His divine plan? May we walk in the Spirit, finding freedom, fulfillment, and a deeper intimacy with our Creator. So Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We surrender, yes Lord, we surrender our lives to Your guidance, and we ask that You lead us in every step we take. Help us to walk in the Spirit, bearing the fruits of Your love and living a life that glorifies You. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Take time out to connect with the Holy Spirit. He is so willing to be our counselor, our guide. It is His desire to walk with us and to guide us. May you be blessed and may you be encouraged.